Shavua Tov Mevorach, Guta Vach, Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Shkalim in the first chapter, Mishnah Dalit. Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Heid ben Bukhri beYavne. Ben Bukhri came and testified in Yavne. Now recall, Yavne was the city which was the seat of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish high court, right after the destruction of the temple. Famously, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai got the Romans to save Yavne, Ten LeYavne v'Chochamea, so they could have some seat of self-governance for the Jewish people to continue. So after the Churban, we see sometimes that people who are in Yerushalayim, who are in the temple, came and gave testimony about what had actually happened in the temple. So this is what happened. Ben Bukhri came, he said, Kol Kohen Sheshokel Enochote. He says, a Kohen who does give in his half a shekel, he's not sinning. It's not a problem. Now, what would the problem be? So potentially, if he's not giving wholeheartedly, then it's as if he's sort of keeping ownership of the money, even though that money's supposed to be earmarked for communal purposes only. Amarlo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said back to Ben Bukhri, Loki, no, that's not right. Elakol Kohen Sheeinu Shokel Chote. A Kohen who does not give in the half shekel, he's wrong. He has a problem. So what's the reason that some of the Kohanim were not giving their half shekel? Elisho Kohanim Dorshim Mikraze La'atzman. The Kohanim had a drusha. They had a pasuk to support the fact that they should not give in their half shekel. What was it? Kol Minchat Kohen Kalil Tye Lo Techel. About a mincha offering brought by a Kohen, that it's not eaten, it has to be burned entirely. What normally happens with a carbon mincha, Rabbi Yosai, is they take a scoop out, they take a kmitza, a kometz, and they burn that, and the rest of the mincha is eaten by the Kohanim. But if the mincha offering is brought by a Kohen, then they take the kmitza, but then they have to burn everything. So the Kohanim, based on this pasuk, said, Hoil v'omer, since the omer offering, which we are now counting the omer, but that was brought the night after the first Pesach Seder, ushtei lechem, and the two breads brought on Shavuot, v'lechem apanim, and every week the 12 breads, the show breads, shalanu, they're saying, if we give the half shekel, then all of these minachot, these are all species of mincha, all these breads, all these things, those are going to be Kohanic minchas. They'll have to be burnt and can't be eaten. Heyach necholin, how could we actually eat those? So the Kohanim basically are saying, we're doing everybody a favor by not contributing, because if we contributed, then all of these public mincha offerings would have to be burnt. They were actually incorrect. These were not private mincha offerings that would have to be burnt if they were Kohanic minachot. They were public offerings where the Kohanim were just one of the partners in them. On to Mishnah Hey. Afal pisha amru, even though we said, ein memashkani nashim avadim katonim, do not take collateral from women, servants, and children to get them to donate their half shekel. Im shaklu mekablim yadon. If they do give in a half shekel, we do accept it. Even though they're not obligated to give, their money can go into the same fund and be used for karbanot along with people who are really obligated to take. So see, even though they don't have to, they can go ahead and give it and we'll use it for the karbanot in the temple. They continue, Ovid kochavim vekuti shaklu, but an idolater or a Kuthian who gave in the shekel, ein mekablim yadon, we do not take it from him. The Kuthians, remember, are from Kutha. And after Sennacherib invaded Israel, the northern kingdom of Israel, he exiled a lot of the Jewish people and it was empty, and he brought in the Kuthians. He did ethnic cleansing. He brought them in there and they were attacked by lions, converted to Judaism. However, this conversion was a bit questionable. They were not so from. They did not like to do derabanans. They were suspected of certain mitzvot. And it turns out a lot of them were involved in avodah zarah up on Har Gerizim, Har Evel. So we see, if you look through Shas and the Mishnayot, there were stages where the Kuthians were thought of as being kind of quasi-Jewish, but a little suspicious, and then thought of as being really not really Jewish, and then thought of later, once we found their idol on Har Gerizim, they were discovered to be really, they weren't really so Jewish at all. They were kind of just pretending while they were still involved in avodah zarah. Historically, these Kuthians are identified as the Samaritans. So if you hear a reference to a good Samaritan, that's because most of them were downright evil. So anyway, we do not take from idolaters or these Kuthians. We also don't take from them kinei zavin, kinei zavot, kinei yodot, the bird pairs of someone who had a tuma from their body, like a zav or a zava, or a woman who gave birth. So these non-Jews, these idolaters, they don't have such a tuma. They're not subject to the same rules of tuma and tahara, so we don't take their bird pairs. V'chatal toshamot, also if they want to bring a hatas or an ashem, a sin offering, a guilt offering, we don't take them. Aval nadarim nadavot, if they want to bring a gift, or they make a neder, they could even make a neder to bring an offering to the temple in Yerushalayim, mikablim miyadan, we would take it from them. We would offer their carbon. Zayaklal, this is the general rule. Kol shenidar v'nidev, anything that is vowed or donated, something that's voluntary, mekablin miadan. We can take it and we'll bring it as a korban. Kol she'ein nidar v'nidev, something that's not voluntary or vowed, ein mekablin miadan. We cannot take it from them. So something that would be an obligation, like we understand if someone breaks Shabbos by accident, it's a carbon chatas. That would be an obligation for a Jew, but these people are under no such obligation, and we will not take it from them. And so too, there it's specified in Sefer Ezra, Shnemar lo lechem v'lanu livnot bayit lelokeinu. It's not for you and us to build this temple to our God. And this was when the Kuthians, the Samaritans, offered to come give assistance to Ezra in rebuilding the temple, and it was already they were already suspicious even way back then, and the real Jews didn't want to involve their efforts and their funds in the temple because they would probably have bad intentions. Lema'aseh, even in these days, there are certain groups, that non-Jewish groups, that will donate money to Israel or to Jewish causes, but sometimes they have stipulations, sometimes they're interested in converting Jews, so really it's a shiloh for a posek. It's really a question if such a situation arises. Shabbat Tov and be well.